The regular meeting of the Board of Education is called to order. The time is 5:30 PM. We'll now do a roll call vote to establish a quorum. Alex McDonald.
Present.
Richard O'Neill.
Present.
Catherine Dunn, present. Board members Cheryl Fialo and Kathy Archer are unable to attend tonight's meeting. Also attending are Dr. James L. Sasser, Executive Cabinet, Angela Gearhart, and Kara Evans. Thank you. We will now proceed to adopt today's agenda. May I have a motion to adopt the agenda as presented?
This is Richard, so moved.
Is there a second?
This is Alex, I'll second.
Thank you, it has been moved and seconded. All of those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, please say nay. The motion is approved. The board will adjourn to closed session to discuss the following items listed on the agenda under closed session. Conference with a labor negotiator, designated negotiator, Dr. James L. Sasser, CUSD Superintendent of Schools, CFA, CSEA, CMA, unrepresented. California Government Code Section 54954.5F, pursuant to California Government Code Section 54957.6. Conference with superintendent and staff regarding pending litigation. Case number 518CV02185 JGBSHK, pursuant to California Government Code Section 54956.9. Personnel matters, public employee discipline, dismissal, release, California Government Code Section 54954.5E, pursuant to California Government Code Section 54957. Now is the time for public comment. Dr. L. Sasser, do we have public comment?
No, we do not.
Okay. The board will adjourn to closed session. It is 5:32 PM. The Board of Education will now reconvene into open session. The time is 6 PM. We will do a second roll call. Alex McDonald.
Present.
Richard O'Neill.
Present.
Catherine Dunn, present. Board members Cheryl Fialo and Kathy Archer are unable to attend this evening, but attending are Dr. James L. Sasser, Executive Cabinet, Angela Gearhart, and Kara Evans. Let's please rise for the pledge. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. There is no reportable action taken in closed session. At this time, the board will consider the minutes from the special meeting of the Board of Education meeting on August 21st, 2025. May I have a motion to adopt the minutes as presented?
This is Alex, so moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Richard, seconding.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. All board members in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The motion is approved. We will now move on to the regular meeting of the Board of Education on August 21st, 2025. May I have a motion to adopt the minutes as presented?
This is Richard, so moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Alex, I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded. All board members in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed, say nay. The motion is approved. Now is the time for oral reports of board members. Does anyone have anything to share?
I have a little bit, if I might. My partner Marilyn and I, we visited six schools on their back to school nights. Sycamore Chaparral, where we saw kindergarten, and TK Oakmont, where we saw third grade. Mountain View and Condon, then we saw TK third, and at Condon we saw sixth. And at El Roble, we saw a new game design class and a 2D, 3D art class, both of which are just firing up, just starting up. The staff is motivated. Such nice folks.
Yep.
I mean, gee whiz, we all wish we had teachers like that, eh? The campus culture was emphasized on each campus. And empathy, they're talking about it, they're teaching it. Whoa, here we go. By chance, we ran into the intervention staff at three different sites, and just to state the obvious, our intervention efforts and the professionals that we hired, they're the linchpin to our equity efforts. They really are. What we used to say in Latin, the sine qua non, without which none. Okay. Oh, I waited a whole long time to say that. Thank you. All right. I think that's plenty. Thank you.
Thank you. I was also going to comment on the back to school nights. Was so happy to see a full house at El Roble. So I appreciate all the parents coming out and supporting teachers. And Sycamore, they had a lovely, it was really intimate the way they set it up for new parents and new families. And she did it in sort of 20-minute and 40-minute blocks. And I thought that that was really nice to sit in on that. And then, of course, Claremont High, the freshman parents, all kind of biting their nails. So it was a good week of back to school. And now is the time for Dr. L. Sasser.
Thank you. Educational Services offered another successful professional development day on August 25th. The highlight of the opening convocation was hearing from Travis Allen. He's the CEO of ProSolve, and he spoke on trust, innovation, and leadership in an AI-driven world. Throughout the remainder of the morning, all teachers attended a training session with ARES. And as a reminder, ARES is our new student information system that is replacing Q. In the afternoon, teachers attended one breakout session of their choosing from 13 different workshops that were taught by our own CUSD staff members. So I'd like to thank Dr. Lesnovich and the entire Educational Services staff for once again organizing a very productive day. We had another very successful opening to a new school year. I had the opportunity to visit all 10 schools on the first day of school, and everything was very smooth across the district. All of the schools, with the exception of San Antonio High School, have held their back-to-school nights, and all were very well attended, as was mentioned. And as a reminder, San Antonio's back-to-school night is this coming Wednesday at 5:30. And finally, members of our extended cabinet continued the tradition of supporting the onboarding of our new employees. In the late afternoon on the first day of school, our district leaders called every new classified, certificated, and management employee. The purpose of the call was to ask how their first day of school went, inquire if they are in need of assistance, and thank them for choosing to serve in CUSD. The collective efforts of our leadership team in this area is a reflection of their devotion to supporting the positive culture that thrives in our district. And that concludes my report.
Thank you very much. Moving on, we may now be presented with comments by our employee associations. Do we have tonight? This evening, nothing tonight. And now is the time for public comment. Do we have public comment?
We had one written public comment submitted before 4 o'clock today and no live public comments this evening.
Thank you very much. Presentations and reports.
1301.
Do I have to go through? Oh, 1301. Thank you very much. We will now be presented with the first reading of board policies. Dr. Elsass.
Yes, the following board policies are presented for your consideration this evening with revisions recommended by staff and CSBA. Copies of the policies are listed in the agenda.
Thank you. Do we have public comment?
No, we do not.
Do we have questions or comments from board members? The item was presented for information only. No action is necessary at this time. And moving on to the consent calendar. These items on the consent calendar are considered routine, and they are recommended to be acted upon in one motion. Unless no separate action will be taken unless a board member or staff wants to pull an item for discussion. Do we have comments from the public?
No, we do not.
Thank you. Does a board member or the superintendent want to pull an item? May I have a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented?
This is Richard, so moved.
Thank you. May I have a second?
This is Alex, I'll second.
Thank you, Alex. It has been moved and seconded. All board members in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, please say nay. The motion is approved. Any updates on the calendar of?
No.
Thank you very much. Well, the meeting of the Board of Education is adjourned. Unbelievably, the time is 6:07 p.m. We are efficient. That's okay.